Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our fantastic bloggers. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm joined by the one and the only Annie Jennings of the national PR firm Annie Jennings PR and creator of the online feature magazine sensation JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's absolutely nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. Annie?
Thank you, Stacey. It's my pleasure to be here today. This is Annie Jennings speaking, and today's guest is our JenningsWire blogger, Rosalind Sadaka. She is a divorce and parenting coach, founder of the Child Center Divorce Network, and the author of the internationally acclaimed ebook, How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? Create a Storybook Guide to Preparing Your Children with Love. We'll be talking with Rosalind today about the most dangerous post-divorce mistakes parents can make, how to avoid them, and if you're making them, what you can do to reverse the adverse effects on your children. Welcome, Rosalind.
Well, thank you, Annie. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, of course.
Mm-hmm. And Rosalind, we're talking about dangerous mistakes divorced parents make. If they're so dangerous, why do you think that they would make them in the first place?
Well, parents aren't aware. When divorce happens, their anger, their resentment, their hatred, their insecurity, fears, and anxieties all bubble to the surface. And very often, their focus is on getting back at the ex who hurt them or who deceived them or whatever the situation is. And the easiest resource to use, unfortunately, are our children. That's the easiest way to hurt your ex. And so very often we do things to get back and hurt the other parent and don't realize the consequences emotionally and psychologically for our children. And that's where a lot of the trouble starts.
Right. And so what are some of those consequences? What are those mistakes you're talking about, and what are the effects on the children?
Well, studies have proven that fighting in front of the children is one of the worst things you could do, divorce or not, even in intact marriage. When parents fight in front of the children, when there's any kind of tension and discord, children internalize it, and it changes who they are. They feel very insecure, and they feel caught up because they want both parents to be together and love one another. And
right.
it really is very damaging, and especially when a divorce takes place. Also, putting down, disrespecting, talking bad about the other parent around the children, even if it's a phone conversation with one of your friends, when you talk, it devastates children because they love both mom and dad, and it makes them feel very guilty for loving the other person who you're saying is such a bad
mm-hmm.
person. So they're confused, they're guilty, they're filled with shame, and they're powerless to change the circumstances. It creates a lot of emotional problems. Also, forgetting to remind the children that this is not in any way their fault, even if parents are fighting over the children. The children are innocent and not to be blamed, so they have to understand that this divorce is not in any way caused by them. And also, you don't want children to bear the weight of making decisions or choosing sides. Again, that creates a lot of guilt for them. It's better to say, Mom and Dad thought about this, and we've decided to do A, B, and C, rather than saying, who would you rather be doing this with and spending time with? Because no matter how they choose, they know they're going to be hurting the other parent, and that creates a lot of internal problems for children. So the key is to put yourself in the children's shoes before you make any decisions. And one other very important one is confiding adult information to your children, even your teens. They're not adults. They don't understand. It's hard enough for us as adults to cope with the drama of our divorces, let alone sharing and confiding in your children or asking them to spy on the other parent's home or making them messengers between homes. All of those things are very common, and that's
mm-hmm.
what does most of the damage.
Right, almost as if they're using their children as a pawn, right?
Exactly.
And what's going on. Yeah, so now
exactly.
I'm sure parents that are listening into the podcast, maybe they feel like they've done this, even if not on purpose, on accident, without even knowing. If they feel like they've made some of these mistakes, what do you advise, Rosalind, that they do at this point?
Well, it's amazing how resilient children are. And if you do find you've made some of these mistakes, it's very easy to sit down with your children and say, you know, I'm sorry. I made some bad decisions in the past. I was so upset about this and that. I made decisions that I regret now. And I'm going to make some changes. And you could undo some of the mistakes and some of the areas where you went wrong. And the best thing is that you're giving your children a wonderful lesson in taking responsibility for things in your life, owning up the fact that as human beings we all do make mistakes, and that we can forgive ourselves and forgive one another. So your children get to see you as a role model of showing them how to behave when mistakes do happen, and that is a real gift for your kids. Plus, it's giving them the benefit of changing things in their life after divorce so that they're not having to pay the consequences of wrong decisions that you made.
Right. I mean, absolutely. I think that's a really important lesson, teachable moments there for your children. And now, what are the most important questions parents can ask themselves before they make any divorce decisions? Should they stay? Should you stay together for just for the kids? I mean, that's always a big question.
Well, definitely,
I would think,
studies have shown that staying together for the sake of the kids is not in anyone's best interest. If there's discord, if parents are fighting, and if there isn't harmony in the home, that's what does more damage. It's not divorce per se that scars children. It's the way parents handle it. Or handle staying in a home where there's no divorce, but there's still tension and fighting. So that isn't the answer any longer. But what we do want to do is ask ourselves some very crucial questions that'll keep us from making future mistakes. And the first one is, do I love my children more than I hate my ex? Do I love my children more than I hate my ex? That really can sober you up into reminding yourself who this is all about, and that your children are innocent in all of this. And then another very important question to ask is, what will my children say to me when they're grown adults about the way I handled the divorce? Will they understand? Will they thank me for putting their best interests first? Or will they be angry about the decisions I made? And that is a very significant thing to think about. It's hard when you've got a little 3-year-old or a 9-year-old to think that they're ever going to be in their 20s and 30s, but they will be. In a blink of an eye, they grow up, and they can be very, very resentful toward you for making decisions, for lying to them, for deceiving them, for manipulating them, for doing things that were hurtful to their other parent. And so in the long run, you can pay the price for things that you can get away with now. So you need to think strategically long term, and that then make decisions in the best interest of your children.
Well, those are some really, really heavy questions to ask yourself.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they're really, I can see exactly what you're talking about and how beneficial they would be in terms of deciding whether or not you want to make this, if you're making the right choice for everyone involved and what it's really about. And now you have made so many good points here, Rosalind. What other value can divorcing parents expect from your ebook, and what makes it different than others?
Well, my ebook, How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce, was used by me more than a decade ago when I had my own divorce, and I came up with a unique approach of creating a storybook in advance with a script that I wrote and family photos. And what I ultimately did when I wrote this book for the public is create fill-in-the-blank age-appropriate templates so parents can customize the storybook with a little bit of their own family history. But most of the important part of the text is written by me, and so they can add the photos to a scrapbook or a photo album and present it to the children at the time of the divorce talk, and the children have a storybook about them and their family that they're interested in. And the messages are very important because they talk about the fact that this is not about blame, it's about a change in our family, and that mom and dad will always be your mom and dad will always love you, because this is the most insecure time imaginable for any child. So that's what that book is about. And then I have programs and courses for people who have moved beyond the divorce, because the co-parenting doesn't stop when you get a divorce. It just begins.
Right.
You've got decades ahead. And so we want to make sure that children are on the same, that the parents are on the same page in co-parenting the children and are making decisions cooperatively in the best interest of the children. And another great question to ask yourself when any parenting question comes up is, would I be making the same decision were we still married? Sometimes you do things because you just want to spite them,
right,
get back at them. And it's sobering to ask yourself, is this the best parenting decision that we should be making on behalf of our children? Or am I doing this just because I want to screw my ex? And
that
selfishness has consequences for you. And what we want to do is take the high road, always thinking of what's best for our children's well-being and being a role model for them of how conscious human beings can behave.
Wow. You know what? That's really amazing, the kids about the divorce ebook and really help your family. And I know you also have a free ebook for all of our listeners as well.
Yes,
do you want to let us
do.
Know a little bit about that and where they can find it?
Oh, I'm happy to. It's called Post-Divorce Parenting: Success Strategies for Getting It Right. And it's right on my website on every page. Mm-hmm. The website is childcenteredivorce.com. That's child, C-E-N-T-E-R-E-D, divorce.com. And you just put in your email address, and it'll automatically get sent to you, and it's filled with advice and insight and tips and strategies for successful parenting and co-parenting and moving ahead after divorce in the best manner for your children.
Well, if this interview is any indication of the information in that free ebook, you better go and get that ebook, listeners. It was really a wonderful and informative interview, Rosalyn. And, of course, to find out more about Rosalyn Sadaka, you can visit her website, which she just mentioned, childcenteredivorce.com, and also her book site, howdoitellthekids.com, as well. So we really appreciate you being here with us, Rosalyn.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me.
This podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to find more posts by Rosalyn Sadaka and to discover more bloggers that might be perfect for you. So that's JenningsWire.com. So thank you all. Stacey, great interview. Rosalyn, outstanding information. We look forward to having you back on the podcast.